This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Yes, it is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Everybody else has escaped with their sanity. This is Memorial Day weekend. Happy Memorial Day. Is that appropriate, do you think, to say
people always blast Memorial? That, yeah.
Yeah,
I
what
don't
is
know.
It? It's not happy. This is not
I
a
know.
Happy day. This is about people who have lost their lives protecting
yeah.
our country. Happy. We're happy that they did it, because in many cases, if not most cases, people who have sacrificed their lives in service to our country have helped us. Those are the things to remember on Memorial Day. There are a lot of people who concern themselves with the price of hot dogs, but maybe... more if we weren't in the position we are, the price of gasoline, for example, would be a whole, have you ever think about it this way? The influences, the wars that have been fought, and how it affects the way we live. If we hadn't, some people argue that if we hadn't fought in the Middle East, the price of gasoline would be $6 a gallon instead of $3. That's the other thing that's happening this weekend. I don't know how much it is, Victoria, in New York, where you are, or New Jersey, where I'm sure you'll spend the weekend, but the price here has gone over $3 a gallon for
yeah,
the first
time. Yeah, New Jersey,
in
last weekend, I was down in New Jersey and filled up before I came back to the city, and it was $2.92. And Jersey gas, that's expensive for Jersey gas.
It
and that's regular unleaded. Yeah, that's regular unleaded. That's the lowest of the low for $2.92.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The premium stuff was like three something. I forget. Yeah. I don't bother with the premium stuff. So.
Yeah. And by the way,
doesn't make
as a helpful hint, wasting you buying premium gasoline these days is a complete waste of money. There's nothing that comes, supposedly, in the old days used to promote the fact that it was a higher octane, 92 octane, better for the engine, kept it from pinging, whereas the cheap stuff is 87 octane, and that was, they'd taken things out during the process. The engines that are built these days, they don't really recognize the difference. They don't even recognize the difference between ethanol and regular gasoline, because they burn everything very, it's very clean, very efficient.
Yeah. Well, our car is only a year old, so I actually read the manual, which is a tip that I...
Wow.
I know. Someone actually said, I saw a post online, hey, read the manual when it comes to gasoline, and it says in the manual to use regular unleaded. It doesn't even say, oh, you must use, the mid-level
it's
or the
nonsense.
High end. It doesn't... If the manual of the car says what it runs on, then just go by that.
I have a high-end 500 car with a 500 horsepower engine in it, and I never use anything other than the cheap stuff. You can throw the other stuff in, but it doesn't do you any good. You're going to get any more mileage. With those things, mileage stops when you hit the throttle. Hit the accelerator, whoosh, and you're done with that. All right, so, Victoria, what do we have that's trending that we ought to have in our discussion focus?
Well, Julian Assange is in the news again. He has been hiding out, or whatever you want to call it, seeking refuge at the Ecuadorian embassy London. Yeah.
Bonk, 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 bonk.
Yeah. So he's been in London at the Ecuadorian embassy for 6 years now, and apparently that situation is in jeopardy, and that his current situation, they say, is quote-unquote unusually bad, and that he could leave the embassy any day now. Either he will be forced out or made to feel so restricted he might actually choose to leave on his own. His position there is in jeopardy, according to insiders. We're not exactly sure why, but if he does get pushed out, of course, he's been worried that the U.S. government is going to go after him.
Grab him.
Yeah. Because of all the rape charge that was, that's been dropped. They dropped that investigation. So we'll see where he ends up. But he may not be staying at the embassy any longer. But 6 years, it's like, haven't you overstayed your welcome at that point?
The food, yeah, what's the food like after 6 years there?
Well, remember Pamela Anderson was sending him food or brought him fast food or something?
I do remember
good old
that.
Pan Am.
Speaking of names that are in the news, like Mr. Assange, former boxer Jack Johnson. This is a very interesting reality here. The president has pardoned him, even though he's dead. Johnson was the first black boxer to win the World Heavyweight Championship. He was convicted back in 1913 under the Mann Act at the time for crossing state lines with a white woman for a quote-unquote immoral purpose. Can you imagine what it was like living in this country even 100 years ago? The woman's name was Lucille Cameron. She did not cooperate with the investigation. She became Johnson's second wife, which was another fiasco and scandal. Lawmakers have been trying to pardon him for years. Rumor of a pardon from Trump started spreading after Sylvester Stallone called Trump to lobby for Jackson's pardon. What an outrage.
You know, the interesting thing about this is apparently, I may be wrong, but if he's not the only person, then he's one of a very select few who have been pardoned after they've died. Apparently, no. That's not something that presidents typically do.
No,
yeah, they pardon living people, and right. I'm not sure what they call it when they... It's not a presidential pardon after you've died, but in this case, it is for him.
Mm-hmm. I was noticing some numbers in the news, speaking of... what life was like then and what it's like now. You know, this week earlier, I think, or last week, we were talking about how many people were, what the population realities were in our country. And so I did a little digging, because in terms of Americans who are legal, we are not increasing the population. I think we flatlined at a, whatever the point is, but the population of people being born in our country has become flat. However, how do you explain the 2.8 million increase in the U.S. population since last year? And that can be explained by the number of illegals who have become a part of the wallpaper or the number of legals who have come into our country. And I don't think people realize the implication of both the legal immigration realities and the illegal immigration realities. And the only thing we focus on are the illegals. And some of the people who are here illegally now, that definition has changed somewhat because of how we've focused on who's coming and why they're coming and what they're doing when they're here. One of the things I remember most from being in college, Victoria, was the number of people who came to my college. And this is in the mid-60s. People coming to a small Midwestern, it was a liberal arts college then. It still is, actually. And the outreach that went... We had students from Micronesia and China and in India, places that, you know, it was great because we were broadened by having that experience. I can remember one of the Micronesian kids. I'm having my 50th college reunion in a couple of weeks, and I was thinking about one of the kids that came from Micronesia. We called him Chewy long before Chewbacca was around. His real name was something you couldn't pronounce. And so I don't know even where the Chewy came up with, but he's a great, great kid. And he stayed in this country, as did most, excuse me, the other students that came here from other countries ended up staying here because we had arrangements so that people who would come to our country, go to school here and contribute were welcome to stay. And that went on until fairly recently, actually. I think it changed after September 11th, in fact. All right, other numbers in the news. 74,000 is the number of increased population in Nevada. It's the fastest growing state for the 17th year. More people moving into Nevada, most of them coming from Southern California, because people in Southern California are fed up with the traffic and the taxes and the stupid thinking, so they go to Nevada where pretty much everybody leaves them alone. Let's see here. Another number I thought you'd be interested in, especially with the royal wedding. Last year, Prince Charles attended 494 official British functions.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? 494 different things he went to as the prince. And the number also, everybody's looking at the British royal family, the number of official functions attended by somebody in the royal family last year, 3,456.
Wow.
Where they ask somebody to come in, that would be a lot of the things that the prince and the new duchess, what's her name, Duchess of Wales or Duchess of...
No, they're the Duchess, she and Harry are the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
Oh, that's it. Okay, good to know. All right, let's get something else into your head that's good to know. Special deal this weekend when it comes to losing weight. If you've asked yourself over and over again, why is it that I can't lose weight? I go on all these programs, all these diets, I buy all this food, and they don't seem to work. They don't work because they're no good. That's pretty much, that's a great sales pitch, right? The rest of the products on the market suck. This product is really going to work, and it really is. Calitrin. Calotren. What a great story from the hundreds and thousands of people who have made this choice, the healthy choice, to lose weight. This is a fabulously successful, supportive program. Calitrin uses collagen, which is the number one protein in your body, to help you lose weight. Best thing for this weekend is you get twice the supply of Calitrin for the same price. You buy three, you'll get six bottles. Go to toploss.com for the special deal. Toploss.com, use the code DJV, and get six for the price of three. Lose that weight. Toploss.com, check the box for DJV.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJV show, and I've been on the radio for a while now, and even though you can't see me, having a white smile is still super important. Like you, I want that bright white smile, and even though I don't drink coffee, I do love red wine, and that can definitely take its toll on your smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of teeth whitening products. Those whitening strips can take 30 minutes to an hour to work. Well, guess what? There's actually a really quick and effective solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in just 5 minutes. You snap, swab, and smile, and in 5 minutes, coffee, smoking stains, red wine, it all starts to disappear. Power Swabs removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here and get a 50% discount off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
Hey, you want that car in front of you, don't you? Or what about that one over there? That, my friend, is car envy. And all you need to do is say, show me the Carfax. And you can find great deals at Carfax.com. Because now you can search millions of used car listings anytime, anywhere. Plus, get a free Carfax report with every search. Don't miss out on your deal. Start your used car search now at Carfax.com.
I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it.
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people.
Are you breaking up with me on a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun. Maybe we should stay together.
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now 23 and change after the hour. Victoria Keelan and I together. What a swell pair we make here on the DJV program. Let's focus on a television show that is not going to happen. Interestingly enough, Meghan Markle's TV producer ex-husband has pulled the plug on plans, Victoria, to create a show based on her life. His name is Trevor Engelson. They were married in 2011 in Jamaica, got divorced a couple of years later. It was widely reported that he was working on a Fox show about a man whose wife leaves him for a British prince. That's very clever on his
yeah.
The show. Would have added fiction to real-life events, as Markle and Engelson never had children, but this show showed the fact they had children. They fought over custody of the children, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, insiders say that Markle's pals talked to Engelson at her behest and convinced him to suspend working on the show, at least for a while. His project is currently on hold, so they say. Markle reportedly reached out to her ex to thank him for not doing it. She did talk to him with Harry's agreement to thank him for not telling their story in public. Yeah,
it's nice. Know, finally, yeah. Somebody in her world is being decent.
Not a, is not a promotion, you know what.
Right, right.
Yeah, begins with a W and ends with an E, and there's an H and an O-R in it somewhere. Mommy, what does that spell? Okay, let's get to some music news here at 25 past the hour on the DJV show, starting with the Goo Goo Dolls. Goo Goo Dolls announcing a new live album, Victoria, titled The Audience Is This Way, coming out the 21st of July. It contains 10 never-before-heard live reworkings of tracks from all through their discography, from the mid-90s to 2016's Boxes. News comes ahead of Goo Goo Dolls' upcoming Dizzy Up the Girl 20th Anniversary Tour. Would you go see them?
I have seen them. I'm trying to remember. They're good live, yeah. I don't know if his voice is held up, but if it does, then yes, I would say they're actually really good live.
Yeah. Who's his?
Johnny Resnick, the singer.
Is the lead singer. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the Goo Goos. I always just love the name. Goo Goo Dolls. You'll be happy to know, by the way, as an aside, that I talked to a fellow, there's a new radio station, actually a station I used to be on, at least on the dial position, 1510. They're going to recreate the music of the moldy oldies that I love. Mm-hmm. And this guy wants me and a couple of other former disc jockeys
to be voices on the station.
Oh boy, do they do they know what they're getting when they ask you to do that?
Let's see.
Do they know that you're going to sing along over every song?
No, I don't over everyone, but once in a while I might. I didn't do too much of that when I was actually doing the jock stuff in the 70s, but maybe I might make a comeback, if you will. All right, speaking of comebacks, Will Smith teasing his musical comeback, sharing a behind-the-scenes studio clip that shows him rapping about the fresh Prince of Bel-Air and marrying Rihanna. He hasn't released an album in 13 years, but it's been signaling his return to music for some time. Getting jiggy with it, yes. By the way, there are rumors that he and his wife are getting divorced. Did you see that?
No, but those rumors seem to have plagued them for years now.
Yeah.
They don't seem to ever get divorced, but
no.
I don't know.
There's a new interview with Will Smith. In it he says, quote, "There's nothing that compares to being on stage with a hit record. Those first couple of seconds when people recognize the song, it's the one they've been waiting for. There's nothing in entertainment that matches that feeling." You know what? I think that's true about live performing. That's why I love to go. I haven't bought any tickets for concerts this summer yet, other than the one I went to last week with Tavares. But I looked at a few, and my pal Arthur, who's my lawyer and compatriot when it comes to these things, we all decided we'd try to get some tickets to go see some of these shows, because it is so much fun. When they hit the chord for a song that's well-known, the audience always screams, "Yay!" Because that's what they're there for. That's right? I mean, you don't go to a concert to listen. That's why I stopped going to Van Morrison concerts, because he doesn't want to sing the hits anymore.
Yeah,
he wants
that's
to sing
true.
Some left-wing, crazy jazz song. 28 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson.
Has a little yellowy white dot.
It's the aggressive Lone Star tick found in the eastern half of the U.S. and the culprit in an increasing number of meat allergy cases in children and adults.
There's this syndrome that's fairly newly recognized. It's called alpha-gal syndrome.
Parasites expert Dr. Bobby Pritt explains how it's transmitted.
The tick is thought to inject something into the person. One of those substances causes our body to form antibodies to this alpha-gal sugar.
The result can be an allergic reaction to meat. Symptoms occur several hours after eating the meat and can include itching, hives, swelling of the lips, mouth, and airway, even anaphylactic shock.
I would emphasize it is relatively rare, although we are definitely getting reports of more cases.
Protect yourself to keep from becoming one of those cases and watch for the tick with the distinct yellow dot on its back. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Ellicott City, Maryland was founded in colonial times at the bottom of a ravine along the Patapsco Rivers, southwest of Baltimore. Flooding has caused residents to take to high ground as walls of water flow down the steep streets of the city. Meteorologist Dave Satter has more.
One end of the town, there's a high terrain, and some will blame it on the topography. Some obviously is the infrastructure of this historic town, because all the water is funneling down to the lower part of Main Street. Homes, businesses, everyone who was told to stay in place has had to get up to the second, even third story of these buildings.
Maryland's governor has declared a state of emergency around Ellicott City. So far, there's no word of any injuries or casualties due to the flooding. 2 years ago, a similar flash flood killed two people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you like the DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hi, welcome into our lair, L-A-I-R. Have you ever been in a lair, Victoria?
Doesn't that usually end with someone getting murdered or mauled by an animal?
No, not necessarily. No,
really? So, like, there's a good lair? Like,
yeah,
Batman's lair?
Right, yeah. There is.
What lairs are you hanging out in?
I'm hanging out on the farm this weekend doing a lot of work. We're having the opening of the farm. For the first time, you go to eastleyfarm.com or on Facebook, facebook.com/eastleyfarm. You can follow what's going on the farm this weekend. See pictures of the new ice cream bus. Did you see those pictures yet? You should look at those.
I didn't.
You get a kick out of it. You'd chuckle. So I took an old, you know, I used to be in the school bus business, and I had 3 or 4 buses laying around that I used to hold parts for various things on the farm, for the farm equipment. And I took one of them and converted it to an ice cream truck or a bus. So it has all of the, it's, actually, we could probably post the article that was in the newspaper about it. We'll put that on Facebook, too, as well. It's just kind of cool. I haven't had this kind of excitement for a couple of years on the farm. So it's good. There are all kinds of events going on. It's nice. As we think about Memorial Day, a day when we pause to give thanks for the people who fought for the things that we have. People always ask what, as a kid growing up, I can remember asking these questions and looking for answers. What's the difference between thanks, like for Thanksgiving, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, what's all that?
Well, Thanksgiving, I think, is a day we pause to give thanks for what we have. And Memorial Day is a day when you pause to give thanks for the people who fought for the things that we have. Do you think that's a good, reasonable distinction?
I do,
between
yeah.
the two? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Veterans Day is to honor those who are still alive, whereas in terms of people who have been of service to the country, as opposed to Memorial Day, which is about those who have passed. It used to be called Decoration Day. Did you know that?
I did not.
It started after World War I, when people would go, there would be organized groups of people that would go to the wherever there were soldiers who were buried, and they would decorate their tombstones, decorate the grounds around the tombstones, especially at Arlington and some of the other federal cemeteries. So that's, but it then became, I think, after World War II, it became Memorial Day. But it's a time, and it's an important time. And I wonder, again, the fact that you didn't know that brings around something. This is not chastisement. It's just how things have changed, what we learned about. I remember spending the time before, and I think it was when I was in the eighth grade, the time before, that week before Memorial Day, studying why we had Memorial Day in both social studies, mostly in social studies, but American history as well, how it was that we came to be involved in some of the wars that we've been involved in, and what lessons we learned from them. That's not taught anymore. And thus, if you don't learn from history, you repeat it. And I swear to you that we're getting into one mess after another, although I thought it was really interesting this week. I forget where I read it. I know I talked about it on the air, Victoria, this theory that we have. And I posted something along that line on my personal Facebook page. I don't think I put it on the DJV page. I may have. The wars, what causes them, where the ideas come from on both sides. It's the same people that create the problems on both sides just to sell armament. And so when you think about the number of men and women who have lost their lives in the struggles, starting with Vietnam, certainly that's my history, and going fast forward, the only legitimate war, in my opinion, since World War II, Korea certainly wasn't. Vietnam certainly wasn't. The Desert Storm was. I always thought Desert Storm was something that really needed to be done. We needed to do what we did there. But most of the other stuff, what a waste. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, here's something. You know me. Victoria always teases me, and she chuckles. She got that great chuckle when I do some of the things that are happening in Framingham. But is this not a microcosm of some of the crazy stuff? I mean, the things we focus on, crazy things can happen anywhere. And it seems that things here in my neck of the woods are no different. Here's a Facebook post I saw by Shiana Dion, who's a 28-year-old woman, Victoria, who was charged with murder in the killing of a North Andover tow truck driver back in December. So her case has been continued, and this week her case was dropped. So she posted on Facebook, "My case is being dropped," and then the music in the background is MC Hammer's "Can't Touch This." The charges were dropped against her. Originally, she was charged with being under the influence of alcohol and drugs when she crashed into this guy's tow truck and killed him back in December. She was operating under the influence, so they say. So it became a homicide. And now what they found out in the toxicology, this is like a scene from NCIS or something,
right,
where they look everything over, and apparently she wasn't at all. Negative toxicology tests, black ice and that sort of thing. It was the first really cold night of the season. But the bottom line is the guy still died in the crash. She was operating, I guess this is a difficult thing. Was she operating over the speed limit? I can't tell, because once you get on a black ice, there's nothing. You can't do anything. You just, if you're smart, you keep your foot off the brake and take your hands off the wheel, let the car go where it's going to go. But anyway, I found it, what bothered me is that she celebrated the way she did. Am I being sensitive?
No, I agree. I winced when you said that. That's just completely distasteful. It's just awful.
Yeah,
it's fine that she gets her life back, but what about the poor guy? That's terrible.
Right.
People just don't have, I don't know, I'm going to start to sound old now, too.
No sensitivity.
There's no empathy. There's no sensitivity. There's just no sense of decorum. It's
nothing.
Just, I don't know.
It's having a sense of being genteel. You know that?
Yes, I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's just a function of having some class.
That's exactly it. Yep.
Yeah, you got no lady. You got no class. None.
Nope.
Zero. All right. Here, speaking of no class, the story of Viktor Svek from Russia came to our country, went to school. One of these people I was talking about earlier stayed here, taught Russian at Phillips Academy in Andover, Massachusetts, had a sexual relationship with a student, and now married a student who is in his class, still teaches at the school. Wow.
Wow.
This is interesting. Huh?
So how old is she now?
Let's see, this was in the late 80s when he was teaching. He's in his 70s at the present time, and she's in her early 40s, it looks like. 37. Huh. She's 37.
Oh, gosh. That is just so creepy.
Well, the fact that they met when he was in school teaching her and it went on, and then he married her, I find that to be, that's just, yeah, that is, I don't know. Whether, you know, there's
this whole thing. But what 37-year-old woman wants a 70-year-old guy?
Well, there are women around who, I don't know that in this case, I think it's possible to love somebody. But what kind of love is it? I mean, once you get, it's made no secret of the fact that in my love relationships, most of the women are the two of the three women that I've cared for the most of my life were at least 15 years younger than I was, and I think that was part of the attraction of the two. You couldn't tell, and you can't really tell now. I say that maybe it's not very objective. I don't think I sound my age, act my age, look my age. I just am not. I think it's a BS number. Age is,
right.
You know, depending on whether you let it get to you or not. And so in this circumstance, I just find, when you get into the 40-year difference, that's a little. But what the heck did I see this week, though, about some kind of a romance like that? And it wasn't a guy and a girl. It was the other way around. It was a woman who was in. I know I saw this. Oh, I wish I could.
Oh, well look at Macron. His wife is.
Yeah, yeah. But it was some. This is. No, I know what it was.
Older.
This is why. And I didn't talk about it because every once in a while I steer clear of these things, even though my judgment. I don't even know if my judgment is appropriate in this circumstance. This is a woman who is 78 years old, who had an affair and married a younger woman who was early 40s. Mm-hmm. And the woman who was in her 70s, very attractive, in her mid-70s, and the younger woman was also attractive. And it was the story about their relationship, how long they'd been together. And I know that I didn't tell the story because I know some people find that stuff distasteful, and I didn't figure, it's just one more. But it was just kind of a nice love story, actually. I'm recalling it from what I see. There's so much stuff. You know, you were like this as well, Victoria. Most people don't understand or don't, maybe it's not important, how much stuff we actually absorb and look at during the course of the week in order to do this kind of a program. You got to have some reference. But thankfully, I say that I got a good mind and been a quick study all my life, so I remember all kinds of stuff. Sometimes I can't put all the pieces together because the stories get jumbled in my mind, and I'm thinking, okay, did I talk about that this week, or did I put that story together with this one? And so anyway, that's where that comes from. 45 after the hour on one of the most important parts of your day, that's listening to the DJV show.
What does it take to rebuild trust? At Wells Fargo, we've been thinking about that a lot lately. For us, it begins with a renewed commitment to our customers. Fixing what went wrong, making things right, working with more transparency and higher accountability, and reinventing how we serve you. It's a new day at Wells Fargo, but it's a lot like our first day. Wells Fargo, established 1852, reestablished 2018. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now.
You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
You want to find a used car. You want to find a great deal on a used car. Well, lucky for you, we want what you want. We're Carfax. Just say, show me the Carfax, and you can find great deals on used cars and start saving today. Because now you can search millions of used car listings at Carfax.com. You'll see the best deals right away. Because only Carfax gives you the most accurate price based on a car's history. Now you can start your used car search and start saving at Carfax.com.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer, and checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Okay, so let's I want to acknowledge this, even though I put it in this position, Victoria, because it drives me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
The House has overwhelmingly passed this huge defense bill, which is obscene. It was a pretty large margin, too, 351-66, so the Democrats are in on it as well. And people say to me, well, what do they know that you don't? What I know is, according to the every government accounting agency that's ever looked into the Defense Department budget and seen the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse there, for $700 billion, the waste portion of that is $240 billion. So for $460 billion, if we had somebody who knew what the hell they were doing and managed it properly, we'd have the same protection, the same exact service, everything, without the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. The Pentagon is the standard in the industry for waste and fraud. It's obscene. 10 before the hour.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hour now on the DJV show, one of my favorite portions of the program. Victoria always, her eyeballs go into the back of her head when we get into this because I love to talk about cars. And I have found in my years of doing this, we've had some pretty interesting car experts on the program, but I can say this, actually I've never, that's one of the beauties about doing what we do. I've seen Victoria once in my life, and she's been on this program for what now? 2 years and change?
2 years and, yeah, 2 years and yeah. A few months.
I have never laid eyes on Nick Miles. Never. Mm-hmm. Other than the pictures I've seen of him with his beard, goatee, whatever it is that he's sporting there. He is our auto expert and one of the finest in the field, as far as I'm concerned. Literally and figuratively, he's in the field. Up in Toronto, where are you in Canada?
No, I'm the other side. I'm in Vancouver right now, and it's beautiful up here.
Yes, it is. Even though it's dark, it's very nice, yes. All right, so here's the big story of the week and the big question for you, Nick. The president has proposed tariffs on imported cars. Help us all understand, does this apply to cars that are manufactured outside? Because most of the Japanese manufacturers and the Europeans, they have plants here that are building these cars. So is it for the cars that are actually not produced here that this may apply?
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be the question. I get a bigger question there, Doug, is what does he actually mean when he says he's going to apply tariffs, and will he actually do it? That's a hard one.
Are you questioning the veracity of the president's moves here? He's doing a little negotiating.
Is this Twitter President Trump or is this the real President Trump? I'm never quite sure what's going on. It sounds like the president is unhappy with the fact that we are importing cars into the United States and wants to propose up to 25% tariffs on those vehicles, which would basically cripple the foreign industry. Who wins out of this? The Germans actually win, because they make a whole bunch of cars already in the United States.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, don't the Japanese also have a number of plants here?
They do, actually. You know, Acura are building 90% of their cars from the U.S. in Ohio. So, they're employing, I think, something like 13,000 people in factories in Ohio to build cars like the new RDX, which is the best-selling small, compact vehicle, luxury crossover in America. And that's built right here. The NSX, the supercar, built in Ohio. The Honda Accord, built in Ohio. So it doesn't seem like his decision makes much sense.
Well, that's why I was questioning whether it applied to cars made in our country, even if it's a German or a Japanese company. Or that's where I came down. I thought what we were looking at here, which kind of makes a little bit of sense, and maybe it makes a lot of sense. If you want to sell a car here and it's made here, swell, because it's good for American business and American workers. If you want to sell cars here and they aren't made here, and then you got to pay a 20 or 25% tax on it, which you're right. Except for the expensive cars that nobody cares about, they're not going to worry about the price tag. Then it will affect a lot of, if that's the way it's read. I don't know if, I'm not clear still yet whether that's how it applies, and it doesn't sound like you're quite sure about it either yet.
No. I mean, the trouble being that the language, there's no law been proposed yet. So we've had this sort of these short bursts of press material coming from the White House that aren't quite clear on who would be involved and why and when. If there was some kind of bill introduced, we'd know better.
I think one of the things that would come out of this, because he loves to negotiate in public, is that these guys will start thinking, oh, well, maybe I better build another plant in America and hire more workers if we want to keep selling that many American cars. And would it be worth it? In many instances, it probably is or would be worth it. So
the interesting thing is you can see, like, Toyota and Mazda announcing new factories constantly, BMW announcing building new factories in the United States. In fact, there'll be lots and lots of new factories built, and that may have been helped by the president, but I don't see the problem quite yet.
Yeah. All right. Apple has gone around Tesla and has decided to partner with Volkswagen for a new automobile. Why did they not go to Tesla for their electric car?
Well, that's the story we could talk about for hours and hours and hours. I just think there's too much craziness going on over at Tesla. And I think Tesla investors were absolutely hoping that Apple would bail them out because, you know, the company is losing about $23,000 on every single car they sell, Doug, because they have so much debt.
What a great business model, huh?
Apple would, right. They were hoping that Mr. Apple would come along and say, here's a fat check, guys, you're all okay. But it doesn't seem to have happened. They've decided it's VW.
Yeah. All right, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Thank you, Nick. Have a safe weekend. Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com, is his website, 59 past the hour.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.